Hello, Mark?
Yes.
Hi, Mark. Hi, how you doing?
Good. Is this Paul?
It is. It is. And thanks for calling back in. How's your day going so far?
It's a little bit crazy.
Okay. Well, I think when we spoke, it was about 2 weeks ago, and I know we did kind of cover a lot of things on that day. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
Well, yeah, I really just want to review everything, exactly how it works and what we need to do. And
sure. Yeah, so, I mean, I think you were saying you were with another company and, you know, they didn't really create the content necessary to get you on that first page. So one of the things that we'll do right away is what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. I think I mentioned before that there are several phone numbers out there. On just the few directories that you have, there's not real consistency with the phone number. So we would want to make sure that all of the information that's already out there for your business is accurate and consistent. And then you're missing almost 60 different directories that are important to Google. So we would create that content as well. Again, directories are, you know, Facebook, Superpages, Yelp, all of those different directories we would create for your company. And then, of course, there's a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads, all of it kind of backlinks and cross-references your existing website so that your phone is what's going to ring. People will call you directly. Now, it is going to be on a month-to-month basis. Of course, you'll get a very detailed tracking and reporting system as well, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from.
Okay. So if I cease doing business with the other company, what, am I not going to have a website for a month, or how's that going to work?
So the website that you have, is that a website that they created for you?
Yes.
Okay. And if you stop
they help
using...
They helped me build it.
Uh-huh. Well, it depends on what they want to do or what you want to do. I mean, if you stop using their service, if you wanted to keep that website... They should allow you to keep it and just like pay like a small hosting fee. Now, for us, it does take about 2-3 weeks to build out your custom website. We would do in about 3 or 4 days though, a microsite, sometimes called a landing page, one page website. We get that done quickly. It kind of serves as a placeholder. A lot of our clients do perfectly well with that. You know, I mean, as long as it's on the first page where people can see it, I mean, that's a lot more important than, you know, a fancy website that ends up being like a digital business card. If you have to tell people the name of it for them to find it, it doesn't really help you out any. But, of course, our main goal is to get your phone ringing. So we have to both put you on that first page where people can see it and give them the reasons why they should call you. So we would do a landing page that takes about 3 or 4 days. And then that's a placeholder as we work to get your website up and running. But you can still get those phone calls. There is, like I said, going to be a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads. Those are usually up and running about a week in. They want us to stay 7 to 10 business days, and I do say that, but that's worst-case scenario. It's almost always 7 days or less to get those ads running. So it happens quite quickly. Of course, we offer the services on a month-to-month basis, so we have to get the job done and keep your phone ringing.
Okay, so my question is, what do I do with my current website? I don't want to get rid of it.
Okay. So yeah, if you like that website, you would want to talk to your current provider and see if they would be able to allow you to continue to have them host that website. Because that
website.
Well, the website has to be hosted on some platform. It has to be hosted on some server. So unless they want
to do business with them, why would I want them to do anything for me?
So then they should allow you to have that website hosted with someone else.
Okay, and I mean, I go through GoDaddy. It's all done through GoDaddy.
Right. Yeah, so if they didn't build that website for you, or did they build that website for you?
They just revamped the website.
I hear you. Gotcha. Yeah. So we can keep the website, keep the content. We can, of course, promote that existing website.
Okay. So what do I do?
It's statewide.
I don't want to go without a website. I have customers looking at my website every day.
Yeah.
Every day we send them to our website.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
So if I sign up with you, then what happens?
So your website right now is hosted through GoDaddy, right?
I am not 100% sure who is hosting it. How would I find that out?
Okay. So let me look at that for you right now. So we would be able to promote your existing website. It's hosted through GoDaddy. So your other company really wasn't doing much of anything. They weren't actively updating or making changes to your website. They weren't even hosting your website.
They were, but anyway, it doesn't matter. Whatever they were doing is not working.
No, it doesn't seem like it is. And like I said, the problem is that you don't have the content to get you found on that first page. So if they're making changes to your website, it doesn't matter if no one's seeing them.
I agree.
So, I mean, the phone number that we are speaking on, what is the business number, the number you want your customers to call? Because, like I said, I see a number of different phone numbers for your business online.
Well, I've got an 800 number. That's 339. It's 339-4326.
Okay.
And then the local number?
That was 339-4326, right? The 800 number?
Yes.
Okay. And the local number?
The local number is 214-960-2798.
Okay. Gotcha. I see that number, but not consistently. And the number that we are speaking on, is this a good number for us to reach you?
That's
more of like
my cell phone. It's the best way.
Cell number. Okay, gotcha. Perfect. So we'll have that as a contact number. The business though, Statewide Energy Solutions with the INC. Did you want the Inc. to be part of the branding of the business?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Well, I mean, it's a personal preference, and you know, you can leave it off if you don't want to include it. But the important thing, again, is that we make sure that everything is listed the same way. So I'm just wanting to make sure how you want your business to appear, and then we'll make changes to the places where it's listed differently, because I do see it both with and without the INC.
I think the INC is okay.
I agree. I definitely agree. So I think we talked about pricing before, and I can honor that pricing too, the pricing that was in the system here when we spoke before. It's $299 a month on a month-to-month basis. It's the exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees, and there's just a one-time setup fee that I was able to reduce down to $99. So your first month would be $398. That's the setup fee with the first month included. And then every month moving forward, it does drop down to that flat rate of $299.
Okay.
And then, go ahead.
Well, I just... So I sign up with you. What do I do? Cancel with the other people, and then my website goes away.
So your website.
I don't want to disappear for a month. This is our busiest time.
Right. No, I definitely understand that. So you're not going to lose the website. The website's still going to be. I mean, from what I can see, you're probably paying a separate hosting fee to GoDaddy, or they are charging you for that and paying that hosting fee for you, right?
I have absolutely no idea.
Got it. Yeah.
I wish I could answer that. It's all confusing to me. What they were doing, what they did. I know we'd have to go into GoDaddy quite often and get passwords and stuff, so I'm not sure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So that existing site is being hosted by GoDaddy.
So then we don't have to mess with them to do that. That's not going to change, right?
Exactly. That part will not change. What will change is where that website is cross-referenced and backlinked. Because right now, like I said, it's about 10 out of the almost 70 directories that you really should have. I mean, especially for Dallas. You know, what you've got just isn't sufficient content. So that's going to change. That's going to change almost immediately. We'll start creating that content. And you can see it, too. I mean, the tracking system that you'll have access to 24/7, what we call your client dashboard, not only does it show you how much work you're getting, where your work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, etc. It also does, though, have clickable links. Every directory we create will have its own icon and a clickable link through your client dashboard. So you can see that we've created that content. And it is almost 70 directories that will be created because that's what Google's currently indexing. So you'll be able to see not only how much work you're getting, but the work that we're doing to put you and keep you on that first page. And again, you've been with this other company for far too long for them to have not done what is required. But, you know, I can't really blame them. Obviously, there's a lot of companies out there that don't have a working partnership with Google, and they don't really know what content Google wants to see. So even when Google makes changes to their algorithm, whether they're adding new directories or discontinuing certain directories, there are a core set of directories that have remained consistent for years, but there are changes that get made. We are in that conversation ahead of the time. When Google makes those changes, we already know about it. So we'll have that content already created to keep you on that first page. And again, we do the NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website. We do it in the beginning and we do it periodically too to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and it stays accurate. And that's what's going to keep you where people find you, where people are looking for you, which is that first page. So, you know, obviously, like when we spoke before, you know, it was frustrating for me to see that you really don't have the content that you should have and that you are paying quite a bit for it, if I remember.
I recall telling you, but that's okay.
Well, you seem to think that the $299 that we were charging was far too low. So that made me think that you were spending a lot more and getting a lot less.
I'm spending more, but that doesn't matter. Paul, I'm ready to do something. I'm trying to do the right thing here.
I hear you.
I hope that God it works.
Well, you know, we've been around since 2004, April 17th, so we're less than a month away now. April 17th will be my 10-year anniversary with this company. So I certainly do know that the service works. I've had clients that have been with me almost from the very beginning, and as a company, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16 years. So, I mean, obviously, you know, it is a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing to have you be a satisfied client. But our clients that give it the opportunity to work, we've got almost 800 reviews on Google, 600-plus five-star reviews. So our clients love the service. And like I said, we've been doing it since 2004. So for a young industry like search engine optimization, that is a long time.
Yeah.
So as far as the branding of the business, I do have it Statewide Energy Solutions. We've got the toll-free number and the local number as well. Mark, I guess I never did get your last name.
Generous? S-H-I-N-N-E-R-S.
So S-H-I-N-N-E-R-S. And then
yes.
what is the best email address either for you or for your company? This really is more for us to contact you when it is a larger piece of information that we want you to have for your records.
My personal email, you've already sent me some stuff. It's mark my words, 50@yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, we would do a couple of things. One, of course, we need to schedule what we call a client interview. That's the follow-up call with our technician so that we can, you know, kind of go over more in detail about the services you want to be found for, where you want to be found, but also things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, et cetera, all of that information we do want to kind of go over in that follow-up call. The one thing that I would do as well would be to read what's called a voice verification mark. It is required of us as Google partners. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost of the service as well as the setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required to read it, Mark, before I even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. And give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mark. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?
Statewide Energy Solutions Incorporated.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Mark Schinners, President.
Okay. And then, Mark, as the president of Statewide Energy Solutions Incorporated, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, I am.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mark, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mark, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mark, of course. You would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is because of the content that we'll create for you. First of all, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we'd ask that you do let us know. Mark, that's fair enough, right?
Okay, that was a little confusing.
Okay,
but if I want to, in a month, I want to change.
Yes, yeah. So we're it's not an exclusivity clause. We're not saying you cannot hire anyone else. We are a comprehensive digital marketing firm, so we will take care of everything for your business online. But like, we want to make sure that your business is branded with the INC, with the incorporated as part of it. So we have to make sure that in any content that's already out there, that the INC is part of it. So we have to fix it where it is not. So for that reason, because discrepancies actually can hurt your ranking, if you were to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you let us know. It doesn't have to be beforehand, but shortly thereafter. We do the audit, the NAPW audit, periodically, but if something new comes along, it's just a good idea for us to know about it so that we can just make sure that all of the business information that's created by someone else is still accurate.
I don't need to hire anybody else.
Well, that's
I won't need to hire anybody else if you're doing your job.
That's the answer.
My point is, if you're not doing your job, I want to be able to hire someone else.
Well, that's completely understandable, and that's part of the rest of it here. It is, like I said, a month-to-month service, no contract. It's offered completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to make sure that you have access to your Google listing, your Bing listing. We'll claim ownership on your behalf. You'll be the owner of those listings. We'll have managerial access as long as you're a client of ours, okay? But you'll be the owner of those listings. So we're, like I said, it's month to month and for a good reason. We have to earn your business 1 month at a time. So that being said, It is a month-to-month service. We've reduced the cost.
You cannot go in there and own my website?
No, of course not. So we're not going to hold your listing hostage or anything like that. We're just promoting your business.
That has happened to me in the past.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that has happened. Like I said, we are Google partners. We want to maintain that partnership, so we do everything by strict Google guidelines, which means that you are owner of all the content that we create. We are updating it as managers.
Okay.
So the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 22nd of March, in the very reduced total amount of $398.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 22nd of the month at a further reduced rate of $299.00. That $299 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, meaning no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, my company will also incur the hard cost of running and paying for the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included. Now, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will. Like I said, that means you can stop at any time. You can pause it as well if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mark, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Okay. Mark, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
So that actually does conclude the voice verification. And then mark that first payment, sir. Is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
American Express.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's both.
Any middle initial for you, or just first and last?
Well, on the card, there's an M, middle initial.
You said M like Mark, not N like Nick?
Okay, gotcha. No, M like Mark.
Okay. And then you said that was an American Express card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
3767.
Yes, sir.
5267.
Mm-hmm.
6932.
Yes, sir.
009.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
727.
7 of 2027. And then the four digits on the front of the card?
7063.
Okay, so I've got 7063. And then July or 07 of 2027 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 3767-526-769-32009?
Correct.
Is the billing address of that card the 11520 North Central Expressway?
No.
No? Is it still Dallas with the 75243?
Not the billing address, no.
Okay. So what is the actual billing address of the card?
5709 Windmeyer, that's W-I-N-D-M-I-E-R, circle.
Okay.
Dallas, Texas, 75252.
All right, so in about a minute or so here, you are going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, Mark, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Go ahead.
Okay. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225, and then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there.
Okay, and I don't want this email going out to customers. That's my personal email.
No, of course not. Yeah, we're not going to list that email anywhere for your business online. It is just going to be that flat rate on the month-to-month basis. Of course, the information that you'll be getting from us will be mostly call or text. The emails are just going to be for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records. So we're not going to be promoting that email anywhere online. It is just for our records to send you information. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Just call me. Hold on, please. I got a call.
Just
hold on.
Phone. No problem, sir.
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. No problem. And then can you give me the email one more time? I might have typed it in wrong or it was saved incorrectly.
Mark my words. That's MarkMyWords50 at yahoo.com.
Got it. Okay. All right. So the only other order of operation on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, does take about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like the next available client interview would be, there's a 3 o'clock, a 4 o'clock, and a 5 o'clock today. Would you be available for either of those times?
Yeah, the 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Okay. Actually, I think it would be better to do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Okay. Tomorrow's pretty wide open, as early as 9 and as late as 5, just the one exception of 2 o'clock when everyone takes their lunch.
I would need it in the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
You know what?
So like same times, like 3, 4, or 5?
Yeah, 3 o'clock would be fine.
3 o'clock tomorrow. Okay, so we're going to schedule it from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. The call itself would probably get you maybe a minute or so after. If I'm available when our client interview technician is ready for that call, Mark, I'll be on it as well, just to kind of, in the beginning only, just to introduce you to your client interview technician, to answer any questions that you might have before I hand it over to them. If I am...
So are you my representative from now on, or do you disappear?
Well, yeah. No, I'm not going to disappear. I'm actually your account lead on this, but I don't do the client interviews. That's our interview technician who's going to do that for you. I am on the phone quite often, but you can always call me. My toll-free number, it's the same as the 877 number, just the extension 746. That's my direct extension. Again, my name is Paul Gordon. You can reach client support at option 1 or extension 1, and if I am on another call, they can take good care of you. But like I said, if I'm on or between phone calls when we call for that client interview, I'll be part of it just to kind of, you know, hand off to that technician and answer any questions. If I am on a call and I don't get a whole lot of advance notice, if I am on a call when they're ready, they'll call you on their own. They are going to have, of course, your file, and they'll take really good care of you. If I am not on that call, or really even if I am, just to kind of put on more security for your account here, I wanted to set up a question and answer for you. This is for your protection. Anyone who calls us saying that they are affiliated with Statewide Energy Solutions Incorporated, even if it's you, Mark, and we recognize your voice, we will ask you to quickly give us the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they should know my name, which is Paul Gordon, and they would definitely need to know both the question and the answer. So your options here would be the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in or the what?
Your first pet's name.
Just put Chicago.
Okay, gotcha. So I've got that set up, and then I have to type it in twice. Other than that, you are all set and squared away with that follow-up call tomorrow. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I've got the email.
Okay. So let me make sure that you did just receive the one, or if they sent, well, it looks like the welcome email was sent as well. The one that we would want you to look at now would be the Local Splash initial invoice. It says something like, thank you for choosing
that's
Local Splash.
That's the only. Okay.
We've attached your invoice.
That's the only one I got.
Okay. It looks like the welcome email should be on its way as well. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, Mark, it is hyperlinked, and it does go to our terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
Okay, click to accept submission terms. Okay, well, I need to read all this stuff, okay?
Well, I can walk you through it now, or if you want to take the time, you can read over it. But at some point at the very bottom, we are going to want you to kind of acknowledge that you received it. So, of course, that lets us know that it is that flat rate on a month-to-month basis, that we've reduced the cost of the service as well as the setup fee, etc. It does also allow us to release the information that we need to get the NAPW audit started to make sure any information that's out there, we already know that it's not accurate so that we can start fixing it and start creating the new information. So it is an important step in the process. At the bottom, it's going to want you to type in your name as it appears. So it is case sensitive. It does have the middle initial of M, but no period after the M. You can copy and paste it. If you do, just be careful to not copy a space.
Well, I don't want you to use the M. I don't want the M on anything.
No, it's not going to be, but it was on the billing, so it was sent officially out that way. I mean, we certainly understand that. We talk to business owners who, you know, they have a nickname or they go by their middle name, but everything gets sent out as it's set up on the billing. But we're not going to put the M on any content that we create. It's only appearing there because you said it was on the card.
And I don't know what is capital and what is not. What?
Just the first letters. So the M, the other M, and then the S are capitalized.
Okay.
So just as it appears there. And then, you know, once you've got that information in that box, you would click the confirm signature box below it. That's an important step in the process. Now, I am sending you also a client interview invitation. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. It's a client interview to be conducted in English. It's going out to your email. You don't have to respond to it. It is just for your records. Now, if you do end up confirming your signature on that form, it will ask you for a username and a password after that, but don't worry about that. It's just coming from our automated system, and that's the same system that you'll be using to access your tracking system. Once your tracking system is actually activated and up and running, and we'll do your client interview first so we can create the content for there to be something to track, you'll receive by text and email your username and your password. You can change your password. I can give you your username because that's already been created and it cannot be changed. Fortunately, though, it is easy to remember. It's the phone number that we're speaking on with the area code included, so your cell number. Just the numbers, though, no dashes or spaces or parentheses, so just the 5657. That's going to be the number for your username, and then, of course, we'll send you your password once your tracking system is activated. Other than that, Mark, like I said, you're set for tomorrow's client interview. We are looking forward to getting this going for you. I'm pretty excited to kind of really get this working the right way for you, create the right type of content so that you can get those phone calls.
I hope it works. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your time, Mark, and the opportunity to get it going for you. You take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.